Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. I pray that you just continue to guard our hearts and our minds. Lord, the deception is rampant. Things are out of control in this world, but we know that you are in control and you have a plan. And Lord, we submit ourselves and we trust ourselves to your plan for our lives. And Lord, I pray that you grant an understanding and a revelation knowledge of your word and the hearing and doing of your word. Help us, O Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. We were going to get started again in John chapter 9, but before I begin in that, I wanted to read a couple of verses from Romans chapter 13, and I feel compelled to just talk a little bit about this before we get started in John chapter 9. It starts at verse 11 of Romans chapter 13. It says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed, when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." We live in a time that a lot of people are asleep spiritually. And I think we talked about this either yesterday or a few days ago, that people are spiritually asleep. They are asleep to the Christian way of life, either purposefully, they desire to be asleep and walk in darkness, or people that are saying they profess Christianity, but they are not living as Christians. And this scripture is saying, it is high time to awake out of sleep. Now, that's saying it is high time, it is right now, it is necessary that people wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. So when we first believe, so each day going by, our salvation, meaning the return of Jesus Christ to get the church, is closer and closer every single day. And so it's now is the day of salvation today. So it is high time to awake out of sleep. You can watch the news and you listen to many different things. And I don't bring this up so we can be fearful. We should be excited and expecting Jesus to return at any time and look forward to his return, look forward to his appearing, longing to be with him, longing to get out of this sinful nature, put off these clothes of the flesh and take on the full newness of life, getting our new glorified body where there is no sickness, no death, no more pain. We should be looking forward to this. And so not getting caught up in the things of this world. And this world has many lures, many traps, many tantalizing things that fulfill the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, but are going to send those following those three things to hell because you are not following the ways of Jesus Christ and longing to be connected and a part of this world. There's nothing good going to come out of it. And we are being driven, including the people that profess to be saints. We're being driven by lust of money, lust of material value. We believe that blessings mean monetary things, things we can touch with our hand. But that is not the blessing of God. I'm not saying that God won't bless materially, but that is not the totality. That is not the end all in order to have things in this life. Because God says that we store up treasure where our heart is. If our heart is in the things of God, in the things of the kingdom of God, in the things that will moth and rust does not corrupt, which means the things that we are treasuring in heaven, then we don't have our full, all of our desire down here on this earth to be bigger and better and larger and have more. That is not what God is saying. It is about what the inward part is, about what our heart is. and I feel very passionate and really compassionate on people, and I feel really adamant about the things of God that I don't fall by the wayside. I said before, I'm not where I won't be held accountable for it. I'm just like you. I have to follow the things of God. I have to walk worthy of the calling. I need to each day submit myself unto the Lord. Resist the devil so he will flee. I have to encourage myself by the word, and so do you. And we have to keep our focus on the things of God. I didn't intend to really go here and stay here. I was wanting to get in John chapter 9, but I feel compelled to talk about this today because there are so many things that we are being drawn away by our own lust and enticed. We talked about this in the book of James, but the end thereof is death. It's death, and we need to mind the things of God and not be drawn with our own lusts, wanting people to praise us or wish that they were us, or that wish that they were a part of what we were doing, or a part of our inner circle, or a part of us and a part of our life. That is the lust of the flesh and the pride of life and the lust of the eye, desiring things that don't have nothing really to do with God. Nothing to do with God. And it says in verse 12 of Romans chapter 13, the night is far spent. It's time. We are well into the process of the Lord coming back. We are well into it, and the day is at hand, meaning his return when he comes back to set up his kingdom. Today is the day of salvation. It's time to get it right. Get it right with the Lord. We don't have time to waste. And it says, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Cast off these works of darkness. Stop doing them. We are behaving, a lot of us are behaving as if we are unlearned. We've been sitting under word, sitting under revelation of God for so many years. And I remember a pastor had said before, you can sit under the word so much, listen to the word so much. If you don't use it and apply it to your life, it gets gamey on you. Starts to almost go bad. You're not using it. We have to apply the word of God. And it is imperative. Our lives and our soul, our very souls depend on it. It is critical that we put off the works of darkness. Stop teetering the fence, walking good one way and the next day. We need to tote the line. Narrow is the way, and broad is the way to destruction. We can't do everything. We are free only in the kingdom, and you're absolutely right. We have some constraints. We have some boundaries. There are some rules, and there is some responsibility when it comes to God, and we just can't do everything we want, and we're not going to have everything we want either. It's not going to happen. And so it's children. We need not to behave like kids and children. And Paul said, when I became a man, I put away childish things. It is time to put away childish things and do the work of the Lord and follow him with your whole heart. Please join me tomorrow on The Word and Me. God bless you.